Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Patuloy po ang ating selebrasyon ng Women's Month at isa rin sa mga usapin ngayon ay tungkol sa mga pangkaligtasan po ng kababaihan. Bilang babala, ang susunod po nating ulat ay naglalaman ng ilang mga detalye na maaring makabahala sa ilan nating mga tagapakinig. Sinasabing pinakamataas po na bilang ng mga kababaihang pinatay sa mga insidente ng domestic violence ang naitala sa New South Wales noong 2025. Ayon pa sa mga tagapagtaguyod ng karapatan ng kababaihan, hindi ito isang isolated case at patuloy na seryosong usapin ang kaligtasan ng mga babae sa Australia. Narito ang ulat. Noong 2024, nagsagawa ng mga rally sa iba't ibang bahagi ng bansa upang manawagan ng mas matinding aksyon laban sa karahasan sa kababaihan. Ito ang pahayag ng isang survivor ng domestic violence na nakausap ng SBS sa isang protesta sa Melbourne.
I'm a survivor of domestic violence, and in the 3 decades since then, nothing's changed.
Si Allegra Spender ay isang independent MP na kumakatawan sa Wentworth sa eastern suburbs ng Sydney. Ayon sa kanya, nananatiling malaking hamon ang karahasan laban sa kababaihan.
People look around some of the different parts of the country and think, oh, it doesn't happen here. But when I speak to the police in my local area, up to half of their time is focused on domestic violence.
Samantala, sinabi naman ni Tiffany Carlson, ang CEO ng Canberra Rape Crisis Center, na malinaw sa kanilang frontline work kung gaano kalaganap ang problemang ito.
As a worker who works in a frontline sexual violence service every day, I see the reality behind the statistics. 1 in 3 girls is a victim survivor of child sexual abuse, and 1 in 5 women is a victim survivor of adult sexual assault.
Pinamumunuan naman ni Sue Webeck ang Domestic Violence Crisis Services sa ACT. Aniya, marami pa ring tumatawag na hindi agad nabibigyan ng tulong.
Phone calls are going unanswered. That means that we don't know who is at the other end of that phone call and what type of support or help they might need.
Para kay Renee Carr mula sa advocacy group na Fair Agenda, ipinapakita ng mga karanasang ito na patuloy ang krisis sa kaligtasan ng kababaihan sa Australia. Aniya, hindi pa rin sapat ang resources para tugunan ang pangangailangan.
Women are being murdered and yet our domestic violence services still aren't funded to meet demand. We have rape survivors who are waiting outrageously long times to access counselling support. If any of us called for an ambulance or a fire service, we would expect it to respond in a timely manner. Women who are impacted by domestic violence or sexual violence should be able to have the same expectation of a timely response.
Ayon naman kay Independent MP Kate Cheney ng Curtin sa Western Australia, malaki ang delay sa access ng mga serbisyo.
In Western Australia, people wait up to a year for sexual violence support services, and this is really unacceptable.
Sumasang-ayon si Tiffany Carlson na kailangan pa ng mas matatag at tuloy-tuloy na pagpupondo.
Services like mine provide a continuum of care for victim survivors across crisis response, counseling, education, and legal and medical advocacy. And we know from all of the research that early specialist intervention leads to better outcomes for individuals and a lower cost on legal and medical systems downstream.
Noong Miyerkules, inanunsyo ni Social Services Minister Tanya Plibersek ang karagdagang pondo para sa sektor. Kasabay nito ang isang hiwalay na plano para sa Aboriginal at Torres Strait Islander communities upang tugunan ang family, domestic at sexual violence.
We're announcing an additional $218 million of funding that will begin to flow from the 1st of July into communities around Australia. That extra funding will deliver new services, for example, helping women trapped in small remote locations get to safety if they need to leave a violent relationship, or working with men and boys who are at risk of using violence to change their behaviour, or working with young parents to connect them to supports, to get the wisdom of elders in playgroups so that they can raise their children strong and happy and healthy in community.
Gayunman, ayon kay Kate Cheney, hindi pa rin ito sapat.
The government's announcement really only addresses indexation of the commitment that's already been made so that those people can be kept. It doesn't add capacity. And what we know is that demand massively outstrips supply.
Ayon naman kay Sue Webeck, bukod sa kakulangan sa pondo, problema rin ang paraan ng paglalaan nito.
We aren't talking just about money. We're talking about the sustainability of funding, so that we are no longer using endless resources, having to respond to government procurement programs for something that we know is desperately needed.
Dagdag pa niya, may disconnect sa pagitan ng mga anunsyo ng federal na pamahalaan at ng aktwal na implementasyon sa mga estado at teritoryo.
We have a fundamental misalignment between announcements from the Commonwealth to action from states and territories. The Commonwealth is making resources available, but the states and territories become responsible for passing that on to frontline service agencies and creating the environments of which people land when they're experiencing domestic, family, and sexual violence.
Si Adjunct Professor Muriel Bamblat naman ay kasama ni Tanya Plibersek sa paglulungsad ng Indigenous Plan laban sa domestic violence. Umaasa siyang magiging epektibo ang mas malawak na approach nito.
Systems have to change, the court processes, the policing, the way justice is implemented, the way that housing and homelessness, child protection systems, all of those need to change. Our Aboriginal communities are sick of violence and men are coming to us and saying, let us be part of the solution. We know that we're a part of the problem at the moment, but we want to be a part of the solution. And Plan hopes to be able to get to work with men, to be able to work with LGBTQI+, to be able to work with organisations. I think we have to address this terrible issue that's killing our women.
At para kay Renee Carr, positibo ang mga hakbang na ito, ngunit kailangan pa rin ng mas malaking suporta.
There's a lot that the Albanese government can be proud of when it comes to significantly improving women's position in Australia, but women's access to safety services isn't yet one of them.
At yan ang binuong ulat ni Deborah Grog para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika. At kung ikaw o may kakilala ka na nais makipag-usap tungkol sa family o domestic violence, maaring tumawag sa 1-800-RESPECT o sa 1-800-737-732. Maari din sa Lifeline sa 131114. Sa oras ng emergency, tumawag naman sa 000. At para sa culturally appropriate Indigenous support, maaring tumawag sa 13YARN o sa 139 9276. Isa itong 24-hour national telephone helpline na nagbibigay ng suporta sa iba't ibang issue kabilang na ang mental health. At ang Embrace Multicultural Mental Health ay nagbibigay naman ng suporta sa mga taong mula sa culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds. Ang Men's Referral Service naman ay pinapatakbo ng No to Violence at maaaring kontakin sa numerong 1-300-766-491.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.